Trends Takes on TikTok. I'm your host, Danielle Tuttle. On this show, we get the inside scoop from the woman behind the sensation, Queen City Trends, what it's like to be a social influencer and still manage to have a normal life. She has over 2 million followers. Let's hear what Country Day students have to say about Queen City Trends.
What type of TikTok content do you like to watch?
Basketball and funny TikTok content. I like to watch funny videos, informational videos, motivational videos, and some fashion.
Mostly a variety of stuff. A lot of sports content.
Just like anything. I don't have like a preference, really.
Do you follow any Charlotte-based creators? If so, who?
Queen City Trends.
I follow Lil Man J.
I do not.
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever seen a Queen City Trends video?
I indeed have.
Yes, I have. I've seen a lot of them. They come up on my For You page all the time.
No, but I would love to.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Our guest today is Vidya Gopalan. She's known as Queen City Trends on TikTok. She posts a variety of different content from vlogs to family videos, fashion, and get ready with me's. Vidya grew up in Phoenix, where she attended college at the University of Arizona, where she received a bachelor's degree in marketing. After college, Vidya moved to Plano, Texas, where she would meet her husband, who was living in North Carolina at the time. She moved to Charlotte to start a family. Sharing her interest in family life online brought in a large group of people who wanted to see more. This group would grow into a whopping 2.6 million followers. Hi, Ms. Gopalan. Thanks so much for joining me here in the Belk Learning Center recording studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
So starting off, how did the name Queen City Trends come about?
So Queen City Trends is because I was in Charlotte at the time, and Charlotte is known as Queen City. I had to come up with some kind of a username that made sense. And I was doing a lot of like fashion content. So I decided, why don't I do Queen City Trends, like to share different trends in fashion and things like that.
That's really cool. How did you start your online presence?
So I started 5 years ago. I left my corporate retail job. I was working at Belk. And when I left, I stayed home with my kids for a couple of years. And then I just had like this feeling of wanting to do something else just as a hobby, not necessarily as a work. So I started Instagram. I started sharing like outfits that I wore and different trends and things like that. So 5 years ago, I started off Instagram. And then I started to kind of slowly build my platform. I met other creators in the space. I was growing pretty small at that point. Like I was just doing it for fun. I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't really doing any collaborations or anything like that. But I spent a lot of time on it because it was the one thing that I could do apart from just like being a mom at that point. So I did that, and that's kind of like it just kind of went from there.
Do you think working at Belk like helped you get into fashion, seeing clothes all the time?
Yeah. So I've been in like the retail industry for a while. So since I finished college, I was a marketing major there. I graduated with that. And then I went to Plano, Texas. I worked at JCPenney Corporate. They have a huge corporate office there. So I started my career there, worked there for 3.5 years, and then moved here. I worked at Belk for over 7-8 years. And then once I left, you know, it was when I kind of started social media.
Do you have anyone or anything that like inspired you to start?
At the time, social media was still pretty new, like the influencer world, even 5 years ago. I know there were a lot of YouTubers, and I was watching like YouTubers do makeup and things like that. But Instagram was still fairly new. People had just started becoming big, but I was following a few people. I can't even, well, one was Dress Up Buttercup, which who I still follow. I think she's super cute. There was another girl that I followed that was local to Charlotte, and I don't think she lives in Charlotte anymore. But I was like, this is so cool. Like, she's a mom. She's doing something that, you know, she loves to do on the side. I was like, why don't I do something like this? So.
Yeah. And what was your dream job as a child, and how did that come to change?
So my dream job... I loved the show Friends. I was obsessed with that show. Everyone wanted Rachel's job. So I wanted to like be a buyer or like, you know, work at a corporate office and kind of run a certain department, which I sort of did because I was in the buying department, but I was on the financial side. So I kind of had my dream job, but then I quickly realized that this is not exactly what Rachel does. There's a lot more that goes into corporate retail and buying and planning your finances and things like that. And so I quickly realized that well, I don't really love corporate really that much anymore, which is why I left my job to be home and then figure out what I wanted to do.
That's cool. And then I saw recently you were invited to a red carpet type of thing for the new Willy Wonka. What was that like, and how do you feel knowing you were specifically chosen?
That was really cool. So that was with Warner Brothers. They're the ones that made the movie. And I have worked with them before. So they reached out to me. I've never done a red carpet premiere. I did like a screening with them back in London in January. And they reached out to me and said, you know, we're having this premiere here. We think you'd be great because you have kids. I feel like, you know, this is relatable. And so, yeah, it was just they invited me. I went over there. It was so much fun. I met. And the thing is, like, this space can get really lonely because I'm in my house filming all day, all the time. I don't really talk to a lot of creators outside of like being online. And so when I get to go to specific events, I get to meet other creators that are in this space that are doing the same thing that that I normally would not get a chance to interact with in person.
What do you think is like one of your favorite partnerships or brand deals you've ever done?
Oh, man.
I saw your elf one with your daughter for her birthday.
Yeah, I love cool. I love like the makeup ones. I've worked with Makeup Forever. I've worked with Elf. I've worked with Amazon multiple times this year. So there's been a lot, but I don't know if I can like pick out one favorite. Like, I'm just trying to think what my one favorite one is. I don't really know.
It's okay. And talking about your daughter, do you like ever feel like it's difficult to post your family online?
So a lot of what I post is very organic, like not much of it is scripted at all. So it's always kind of on the spot that day. I don't have like drafts in my video. I don't really like keep things saved. So whenever it feels like it's a good time to take a video or whatever, and our videos take like 1 to 2 minutes to produce, first of all. So it's not time consuming necessarily. And she loves doing it. And it's a way for her to be in this space in a secure environment because, you know, social media can be really intense and you don't really know what's out there. So so it's not terrible in terms of like timing and getting my kids involved and things like that.
I remember seeing your videos like a year and a half ago when you're still in the apartment and her reading. And I was like, reminding myself because I used to love reading all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
And I used to want to do YouTube so bad. And I was like, she really like reminded me of myself when I'd watch those videos.
Yeah.
But what do you think is the hardest thing about being an influencer?
I think people, I often get like, words thrown at me like, this is not a real job, or you're not really doing anything, or this is stupid what you're doing. Like, you know, that obviously those comments come and go. But I think it's just the perception of like what other people think I'm doing. Like, yes, my job, I'm so grateful that this is what I get to call a job because this is not something that anybody or any normal person can do. And it takes a while to develop. But I think that's the hardest part is just like, telling people like, this is what I do for work. Like, I love doing this. This is, I mean, it also comes with, you know, good and bad. So the good is I get, people get inspired by it. The bad is you get comments or you get, you know, people will say things about you. So you are in the public eye. But I think it's just the perception of this is not a real job or this is not a real, they don't really understand that there is a full, like, career out of this now, and this is how people market, and this is how other people shop and find ways to shop.
Because it's a, like fully like a committed real job. So, like, what made you get over hate comments or learn to move past them?
I think I know myself really well. I think being in the space, you have to have like the self-confidence and know who you are as a person because there's always going to be somebody saying something about you. And I think I know that they're saying those things because of their own insecurities. I think I've like kind of told myself that and, you know, they're pushing out their feelings towards me because of whatever it is that they're going through. And that's how I get past it, you know, because I know myself. I know who I am. I know who I am as a mom, as a woman, as, you know, as a wife and all that.
What advice do you think you'd give to someone struggling with getting hate comments themselves?
I would say, especially when you're young, if you're going to go into this space, just A, you just have to like let it, it's going to come, and you have to A, either block out the comments, tell yourself that you are who you are. You have to be yourself. Don't let other people like guide you and tell you what to do. I think if you do that, you know, you'll get past it.
You are listening to Queen City Trends Takes on TikTok with your host, Daniel Tuttle, a production of the podcast journalism class with KIC at Charlotte Country Day.
When your kids do well, and they're like, I saw they're rewarded with caviar, and how did this come about?
This was so random because I follow this girl named Danielle. She like started like sharing, she was like eating caviar or something regularly. I think her grandparents own a caviar company in New York. And so I was like, I have never tried caviar, but this video was like trending all over TikTok. I was like, let me go to Whole Foods and I'm going to go buy like a little tin of caviar. So I bought it and I came home and then my kids were home and I was like, do you guys want to try it? And so I just filmed us trying caviar and they surprisingly like loved it. And it's not something that kids would normally love, but they both equally loved it. And so then we started just like, I started getting like caviar as like treats for them. We don't do it all the time because it's not like a responsible thing to do. But every once in a while we'll get it and, you know, it'll be like a nice little treat or something like that. But they, I don't know, it's just, it's like my daughter loves olives, which is not something that most kids love. Like they like weird foods, so.
And clothing can be a sense of reward for us too. Where are your current favorite pieces of clothing from?
So I shop at Aritzia. I shop with, you know, the new store that opened here at South Park. I shop at Ralph Lauren, Anthropologie, Zara, like all the, you know, main spots, Abercrombie.
And I personally love watching your videos of your family culture, beautiful clothing and routines. For example, during your most recent puja, can you share with us a few of your favorite traditions?
Yeah, so I'm Hindu, so we, you know, we do a lot of different cultural things. I wouldn't say I'm super religious. I think my parents are very religious, but I'm not. I love the culture and traditions of my religion. So we just celebrated Diwali, which was a really big cultural event where, you know, you celebrate happiness and light and bringing people into your house and giving them food and, you know, being around each other. So I love the message behind some of these events and the puja that we did at home. Usually in the Hindu culture, when you move into a new home, which we moved in back in January, but we didn't get a chance to do it, they do a prayer just to kind of bless the home, bless the people in the home. And it's like a well wishes kind of prayer.
What is the significance of rolling over a lemon, like with your car?
So apparently it's like good luck. It's like an evil eye thing to like, you know, just, you know, good luck and then not and making sure that you're protected. Yeah.
And what was your feelings the first time someone recognized you in public?
It's interesting. It happens quite often, but like it at first I was like, oh, wow. Like, you know me from TikTok or, you know, like in the beginning it was like that. But now it like some people approach me and they're like, I'm so inspired. I love watching your videos. So when I hear messages like that, it really does make me love what I do. It feels rewarding because a lot of times in this field, you get feedback in terms of comments. But when someone approaches you and says, you've really inspired me or that I really like what you do, that really does make a big difference.
It's actually a student I was talking to earlier. Her mom, she absolutely loves watching your videos. And like she apparently gets inspired by all your outfit videos. And so everyone from all ages really looks up to you, I'd say. And are you currently working on any new projects?
Yeah, I have a few things going on. I'm working with Chipotle, which is really cool. I love Chipotle. So I'm doing a project with them. I've got some things lined up for next year with a couple of different makeup brands and yeah.
What advice would you give to aspiring influencers?
I would say if you want to go in this field, start it off as purely a hobby. Like, don't expect anything out of it. And then do pick something that you are passionate about, that you want to talk about, that you're interested in, and really just focus on that. I think that's the biggest thing, because if you go into this thinking you're going to get something out of it, I think it's going to be a hard way to get into this field. And but if you are passionate about something and you really want to talk about something, that naturally comes out and people can see how authentic it is. And you know, you might find success in that.
And on the topic of advice, what advice would you give to parents and or family influencers?
I would say, you know, do what you love. You know, if you are a family influencer or if you are a parent that's sharing what you do from day to day, you know, do it so that it feels true to who you are and who your family is, and don't play out something that you're not, or like, don't try to be something that you're not. I think that really comes out and it shows in the videos too. So, again, the same, authenticity is a really big key factor.
That's all the questions I had today, but thank you so much for coming and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Queen City Trends Takes on TikTok. I'm your host, Danielle Tuttle. Special thanks to Ms. Gopalan and students who talked to me today for this show. Go check out her TikTok and Instagram. Both platforms are under Queen City Trends, no spaces. Again, that is Queen City Trends with no spaces. This is a production of Charlotte Country Day School's podcast journalism class with Kick. Always remember to smile and show kindness, even to strangers. Catch you later, Country Day.